Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey there, Breaking Beauty fam. We're back on this Wednesday with a brand new episode. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, Jill. Hey, everyone. Perhaps you're tuning into our show for the very first time. And if that's the case, welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We're Carlene and Jill, beauty editors turned beauty podcaster. And I can't believe we're at episode 254 today. Like, where have the last 5 years gone, Jill?
They are slipping by. You know what I mean?
Well, you still don't look a day over 2001, whenever it was we met. If you have been riding with us since day one, you'll know that we speak to the best experts in the biz. We share our interviews with top hair, skin, and makeup pros like Makeup by Mario, Pillow Talk Derm. We had LA Facialist on recently with so many great tips and tips. I mean, the hits just keep on coming, Jill.
Yeah. And we also review product drops. I think that's been an evolution of our show. People really want to know what we think about products and what we deem hashtag damn good. That's sort of the seal of approval that we give. And if you guys missed it, we did our big holiday gift guide last week. So check it out. And I think, you know, of course, we chat with the big movers and shakers in beauty, and we always have founders like Emily Weiss. I believe she was episode like 13. And we have celebs like Kate Hudson a couple weeks back, Tracee Ellis Ross, you know, people who are really doing the most in the beauty world.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about evolution. We also more and more are talking to some social media gurus who really are moving the needle in terms of what sells out in stores. I know we had Matilda Jerf on our show a few weeks ago. You know, for Gen Z, it's like if she says, you know, buy this, this looks great. They're like, how much and where?
Yeah, exactly. And I think our guest today, Trini Woodall, she has that same sort of appeal that Matilda does for Gen Z. Trini has that for women of a certain age. She literally has legions of fans around the world that call themselves the Trini Tribe. So these people gather online in chat rooms, on TikTok, and in real life from around the globe, whether that's at Saks Fifth Avenue at Trini's counter there, or in Australia or in Toronto. It's just they come out in droves for Trini.
Absolutely. And that's why Trini is one of our most requested guests. So I'm so excited that we finally got to meet up with her live and in person. If you're not familiar with Trini Woodall, she is from London Town. Fans first discovered her more than 20 years ago on the BBC's What Not to Wear, where she and co-host Susanna made over literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people. They also co-authored several fashion advice books based on the show, and they were frequently guests on Oprah.
I mean, the chokehold that the whole What Not to Wear franchise had on me, you know, especially the BBC version. I know eventually it came to America with Stacey London and all of that. But British folks just cut the crap. You know, it's the no being around the bush. That's what I respond to. If they're like, that jumper looks like shit, I'd be like, oh, no problem. I'll get a new one. And that's really where people fell in love with Trini and her no BS approach to ageless beauty and style. She really has a gift for sort of disarming people quickly and getting in there and getting the job done.
Yeah, like a good friend. Sometimes, you know, the real talk, real talk is what you need to hear. So in 2017, Trini founded her own beauty brand, Trini London, effortless makeup for on the go. It's portable, stackable, premium makeup. And then she got into skincare. Jill, I know you've tried some of her products. Is there a favorite that stands out for you?
Yeah, it also happens to be her hero product. It's the Miracle Blur. It's around $46 in Canada, $36 US, and it's this little pot. But what makes it different than a lot of other primers out there is that it has almost like a sticky putty quality to it that really melts into your skin. I feel like it stays put. It's not slipping and sliding all over the place. And you can really use it in so many ways. You can use it under makeup to kind of hide your pores. I really like using it if I have, you know, a zit that I've dried out way too much with, you know, some skincare. I will put the little Miracle Blur on top of the dry patch and then my makeup goes on a lot better, a lot smoother. And you can use it as an anti-shine product too. Very multi-purpose.
Yeah, hit me with that in real life Instagram filter, you know?
So in today's episode, you're going to hear Trini's unfiltered tips and tricks to looking your best all holiday season long. So from the secret to making sure you're wearing your makeup and it's not wearing you, to the skincare essential so beloved by Trini that it gets its very own suitcase when she travels.
The Diva collection, I dare say. Trini also chats about her personal experience with hair thinning and hair loss post-COVID. Then she gives us the one styling product that she uses to zhuzh for holiday hair and a styling tip she snatched from a royal.
And if you'd like to know more about anything we discuss on today's episode, of course, we recap it all over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And we shot some fun behind the scenes content with Trini as well. So be sure to check that out on our Instagram. So welcome, Trini.
Ho, ho, ho. This is your hot holiday minute courtesy of Macy's. So last week we brought your epic holiday gift guide. If you haven't already, go back and have a listen. So many great finds in there. And if you're still stuck for gift ideas, Macy's Gift Finder makes it so easy to get your mom, grandpa, or BFF a dream gift at any budget. So let's test it right here live on the mic. I'm heading over to Macy's.com/giftfinder. They have it organized by recipient for her, for him, for kids, for teens. I'm going to click on for teens because I have a preteen in my life. Okay, it looks like I can choose by category, jewelry, beauty, shoes, or by price point. Let's see what they have under luxe. Y'all know I'm bougie. Okay, first thing that comes up, Coach Soft Pebble Leather Carry Convertible Cross Body. It's this beautiful green color. Coach is back, you guys. I don't know. There's a fashion thrifter influencer I follow in New York. She's always rocking the Coach bags these days. I'm kind of obsessed. It comes in brown or cream. You can wear it with the short handle, you know, like a shoulder bag you're going to wear out for dinner, or there's a longer strap. You can wear it as a crossbody when you're getting stuff done. It's like 40% off right now. Like, I want this. What else? They've got UGG, Free People, Kylie Cosmetics. This actually worked. You can also search curated shops and gift lists for the one who has everything, the pet parent, and you can search gifts for $15 and under, $25, $50, and there's a lot of it on sale, just saying. You can check out all the gifts to feel holiday ready at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Happy shopping.
Hi. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. I'm so excited to announce Dear Media's first ever daily show, Good Instincts. If you've ever found it challenging to eat thoughtfully while juggling a busy schedule, then this show is for you. Instead of aiming to simply eat healthier, we'll focus on tips and mindset shifts that streamline the process. Because balance is key, and the less complicated, the better. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Trini, welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I am just thrilled that you are in our presence today. I've been a huge fan of yours for many years, and I can't believe you even have a voice to do a podcast at this point, because you've been talking ever since you touched down here in Toronto. So we're going to talk to you, Trini, now about looking gorgeous during the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, everything that's coming up. You know, in the past few weeks, you've been in Australia, you've been in the UK, you've been here, you're off to New York next. I think a lot of people are gearing up finally for holiday travel. So what are some of your tips for looking stunning, like hit the tarmac and then you're like good to go for different time zones and whatnot?
I mean, I could just say I'm not normal because I'm obsessive compulsive. All right. So we just have to preempt that. But what I'll do is there's a certain attitude. So when I'm working and traveling, I want to wear an outfit that epitomizes the joy and energy I'll feel when I land. So I will wear that to get on the plane. And if the plane is over 5 hours long, I'll go in the loo and then put on sweatpants and a t-shirt. It's the only time I publicly wear sweatpants and t-shirt. And then I'll wear that for the flight. And I take a mixture of things. I'd never do a hyaluronic acid on its own because it's just that plane is just going to remove it. Although interestingly, and this is how detailed I'm going to do a little article on this, the flight on BA from London to Toronto has the most air circulating in it because it's a certain type of plane and you don't get such dry skin, according to the air stewardesses, whereas the 777 London to New York on return has the worst air circulation.
Interesting.
So it will suck every bit of moisture out of your skin. So wherever the air is arid, never use hyaluronic acid. That's my given. But if it has tons of peptides in it, you could mix it up. So I put on my plump up, put it on. Then I put over it a mask. So I might put Sisley's Black Rose because it's that thick.
It's
just, delicious.
Yeah.
And then a Canadian, Nanette DeGasp, made these dry sheet masks.
Yes.
Actually, she owned the manufacturing plant that Charlotte Tilbury got her dry sheet marks impregnated.
She was episode 2 of Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Who?
Actually.
Nanette?
Yes.
I mean, phenomenal. I love Nanette. She's amazing. And so I use her mask. I put that on top. And then, so when I came over here, I did that whole thing. And my sense of, you know, I was going in club class, but I had lots of the team dotted around the place. I don't care. I will walk down. People might think early Halloween, whatever. And then also, like an hour before the flight, I happen to have the current body LED and I'll just shove that on top.
Wow.
Or I'll take off the mask. But actually, if you have biocellulose, those LEDs work really well over biocellulose or else over some peptides. So they just double stimulate. So that is it. And then I will arrive and my skin will feel plump and fresh. And I'll have on always some metallic around my face and I'll go straight to a meeting and people will say, how many days have you been in New York?
Yeah.
You know.
And what's the LED mask? Is it the Dr. Dennis Gross or what's
No,
that?
I don't like that one because it's very inflexible and it's very overpriced. Sorry.
Okay.
So I like, if I am going insane, I use the professional Dermalux Flexer. It is it's $2,000. Mm-hmm. And it's in a little machine. I'm just drawing. I mean, you can see if you want this, but it's this thing like this. And then it has a little thing it fits into.
Okay.
And I realized you could take it out of that. And I bought a suitcase so it would fit it. The Remova trunk fits it flat.
Brilliant.
So if I'm on a schedule where I'm going to New York and the first time I went to New York for a big schedule of a lot of things, I just wanted that professional, but I didn't have time. So I'll get up at 6 a.m., put that on for half an hour. My skin would be pumped. But
so you travel with this?
I travel with that, but only certain times.
Yes. Got its own suitcase.
Haven't done on this. This is obsessive compulsive.
Love it.
But I use Current Body.
Yeah.
Current Body is flexible and soft. It has as many LED lights in it. I don't need it for antibacterial. Dennis Gross does antibacterial. Mm-hmm. And I think Dr. Mariam has one too, which is antibacterial, but I don't need it. And I hate that hardness of it. You know, I want to have it easily in my handbag and accessible. Mm. And I put double the amount of time on it. So I'll do it for about 40 minutes if I have time.
And this is the red light?
Yeah, just the red light.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to close our eyes, listeners, and we're going to pretend that we are in Trini's bathroom or your vanity. Mm-hmm. We're looking over your shoulder and you are getting ready to go to an amazing holiday cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, where are you going? And second of all, what are the steps to doing your makeup for your holiday look? Let's start with the base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to perfect that. So tell us everything.
I would say I'm probably going to dinner with girlfriends, a party, which maybe I'll accept 2 or 3 times a year, but I don't go out. I think when you're 58 and running a business, you put a lot of energy. So I really go out twice a week maximum, you know, and one is lunch and one is a dinner. So I'm quite mm-hmm. careful what I choose. I say no to 90% of my social life because I couldn't do both, actually. Yeah. So I will take stock of how tired I look and think, okay, what do I need to do? I might do a little mask. I'll do some facial exercise. That's the most important thing to me, is I'll do some scissoring. I'll do some lifting up of my cheeks like this, just to get that stimulation of the blood flow into my system. Mm-hmm. And then I might do a little roller. Then I'll put on Tiptoe In. It's a PHA, so it's gluconolactone lactobionic with a bit of Trelehose. So you're getting that little desensitizing of your skin. You're getting a little bit of the exfoliation, but mm-hmm. not at all a sort of AHA nighttime version. And then I'll do Plump Up because I want the hyaluronic. And I'll do two layers. And in between, I might do Sizzly, the Eau Florale, mm-hmm. just to get that extra water in, put that on. And then I'll do De-Stress. And De-Stress is a product I made for exhausted faces. You put this on and it's radiant coverage. But like any skincare makeup hybrid, you've got to think, what are those ingredients first of all actually transform the skin? So the Neofrulene is like the star. And then the supporting acts, because when you have stars, sometimes they hate supporting acts. Like I think retinol and vitamin C, they are not good friends, but peptides and hyaluronic, they're good friends. So the Neofrulene, it likes a bit of vitamin C. It can handle a bit of a peptide. So those go in there too. Put it on and you feel lovely coverage. And then you do your makeup. And basically, actually before that point, I will take a highlighter and put it on under my base. Because over my base, sometimes it's like, hey, it's there, you know, right. You turn. And I want that etherealness without just doing a huge old glow. So I'll put it on in key places and then I'll put that on. And then you just get this skin which feels it's got that bounce and life. And then I'll focus a lot on mixing my highlighter with something called Sasha Lip Love. And I will literally polish my cheek with a blusher so that you just get that really like little baby's pinch that cheek moment. I use my eye color depending on what I'm wearing, but I sit in neutral. So I might probably do browns or grayish, dark kind of gray, taupey colors. And on my lip, if I'm really smoking that up, I'll do neutral and I'll do a lot of blush. So then the skin I want to have is skin that feels like I've got a bit of makeup on. I feel a bit sexy because I think that's really important in the festive season. But my skin looks really well. So people might say, you haven't been out all night, or, you know, towards the festive season, I do go out a bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want that because you might be exhausted. Some people might have drunk a lot the night before and their skin is dehydrated and they're going out again. And I think this idea of putting a highlighter on before your base gives your skin what your skincare routine might not be giving you if you don't have one.
Right.
Yeah.
That lit from within idea.
Love it.
Now, I think for a lot of us, people are looking for kind of like that one miracle product that's like the filter in real life. And I had some of my new mom friends who texted me that I didn't even know that they knew who you were.
Yeah.
And they were like, do I need the Trendy Miracle Blur? I'm like, A, how do you know about that? And B, I haven't tried it, but I will try it and I will report back. So I just got it in my hot little hands like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And let's hear your take on it.
Okay.
And
do we have it here or not? Yes, we do. Okay. Okay. So I developed this. All the formulations that I develop are selfishly developed, but I do have little lines. And I also have, you know, when I was developing it, I was going through menopause, which is long going now, but I used to get sweaty. And it wasn't the kind of sweat that I wanted a powder to go on, because you can get that awful kind of like a silt on top of bad, dirty water feeling, you know, on skin. And so I took a long time to get, it literally is really good emollients and powders and silica and a tiny bit of silicone, but good silicones, not the kind of D baddies.
Right.
And so you take a little bit in your finger.
So it's in a pot,
it's
everybody.
It's in a pot, and it's sort of a pinky color, but it's translucent. And then I sort of press it into my fingers. Imagine polyfiller for the wall, or Americans would say crackle. I think it's called crackle. And then I would just go and press it into areas where I think a lot of people might have a sort of frown line, press it in, or they might also have T-zone, and it's going to really diffuse it. And then I might go around my nose where my pores are bigger and press that in like that. I can do it literally without a mirror. And I might do literally that clean up under the eye, but also diffuse like that. And we do actually, you know, of all the products we sell one of these every, I think it's now every 20 seconds. So yeah.
Now, do you use this as a final step, you're saying, in place
depending
of
on
powder?
Skin. Or, so okay. I don't love powder because I feel there's some incredibly finely milled powders now, which are beautiful. And on telly with very hard lights, sometimes I will, you know, get powder put on my forehead. But I love to see skin that doesn't feel too glistening mm-hmm. or sweaty, but doesn't feel like it's got something on it. Right. So if your skin is very oily, you can put it on as a primer and put it on the T-zone and mm-hmm. then do your base. And as I'm not that oily, I put it on after and I press it in. Now, if you wore a very thick, heavy makeup, mm-hmm. it might not work so well, but none of our bases are very thick and heavy. Yeah. So they work beautifully with our De-Stress or our BFF Rebalance, which is for an oilier skin with niacinamide, or even Just a Touch, which is a concealer we do, which kind of is incredible coverage, but it's so finely milled that when you blend it in, you could put this on top and there's no pilling.
I can tell the before and after just having it's you kind put of insane. That on.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit of a slightly mattifying effect.
Yeah, exactly.
But the blurring, I feel like I can
detect in my
it.
Mind, I'm going, Carlene is 100% going to be putting this like around her nose and stuff. Like yes, trying
I'm
already, it out.
I'm like, that's going, I am always editing in life. And yes. I'm like, that's going good. On the shelf. That it's like Bennett or, yeah. anyways. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you in part by K18. So we chat a lot on the podcast about breakthrough products, stuff that really stands out and stands the test of time. And there's no question that the K18 Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask is one of the most innovative and breakthrough products that I've seen in recent memory. So what is it exactly? So the K18 Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask, it actually reverses damage in just 4 minutes. Yes, you heard me right. Reverses damage. So unlike a lot of other products that are out there that simply just cover up or disguise damage, it's a clinically proven breakthrough and it repairs damage from bleach and color, chemical services, and heat on all hair types. So the secret is in their patented K18 peptide, born after 10 years of complex bioscience research to restore strength and elasticity in the innermost layers of your hair. And it's really easy to work into your routine. You just shampoo as usual, skip conditioner though, and once you're out of the shower, gently towel dry your hair until damp, add one pump, about a dime-sized amount of the K18 mask, let it sit for about 4 minutes to activate it, and then you just continue styling as usual, and your hair, let me tell you, it's silky, silky, soft. So bring your hair into the future with the K18 Molecular Repair, available now at Sephora and Sephora.com. Shop K18's Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask at Sephora and Sephora.com. We'll link to this in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Okay, so next question. Speaking of your line, because you talked about blush and you talked about highlighter and that, you really kind of doubled down on cream textures and formulas. Mm-hmm. And I know there's the stacking. So tell us like why.
I wanted it to be portable because I traveled a lot. So personally for myself that, you know, we travel in our daily life, but I didn't want to be overwhelmed by decanting my makeup bag through the day. So that's why it's stackable. I wanted it to be cream based because I think many women will change the order of which they do their makeup. Because let's say you're doing eyes, you won't do base first. But if you do your eyes before you've put your base on, you will do your eyes differently than if you feel in front of you as a skin that feels very even.
Couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah.
So, because whenever they do my makeup for TV, they always do my eyes first. And I'm sitting here with like my ruddy complexion under these hard lights. And I'm like, could I be more hideous right now?
Yeah.
Like seriously.
And also, are the colors totally right? Because
exactly.
They're looking at the color of your skin in its beautiful glory and birthday suitness.
Yeah.
But you know, we want to sometimes even our skin tone. So I think just, you know, powders will drop all around the eyes. And that's why you do it that way. So I love to start. I always start with the base for a woman. Then I do a tiny bit of blusher because I want to just lift and see naturally how much her eyes sparkle before I need to put on eye makeup. And then I gently build up that eye makeup.
Yeah.
So with cream, you can totally go back. You're like a sort of the conductor in an orchestra and you can just then see the feeling. And I love, we do a lot at Trinity London, this makeup where the eye and the cheek and the lip always have a relationship, and we will always, I love doing makeup where even if I take the tiniest bit of her blush and I put it just here, there's that kind of connection
on the
so
lids,
everything comes together
to.
On the lids, yeah, and then a bit on the lip.
Okay, you know, yeah. Interesting.
So I just think it's, then you stop having warm here, cool there, and you're kind of, you're looking and you think, why does that makeup not work?
Yeah, you know? Get some harmony going.
Yeah, okay. Harmony.
I love that.
It is.
I love that. What's the one thing that's going to elevate for holiday? What would you do? Is it a lash? Do you ever play with glitter?
I think every face is different. So why I find trends inspiring and unbearable in equal measures. Mm. Because trends gives opportunities for journalism to have periods by which they write about stuff. There's a trend, or in fashion, the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of sets a season. And we need something to sort of goalpost a season. But I also think the more you get to a stage where you think, what suits me? You know, what suits me? What suits the mood I'm in? So I have occasionally done tiny little bindis, you know, on the corner of my eye, because I just want that fun little thing. And that's maybe all I would do. And then a really clean lip. It's just, it's about your mood. So if you say to me, you know, any woman, what applies to every single woman that she could think about, it would probably be, I'd say, don't ever let your lip wear you. Mm. Don't be hit by a lip. All right. Just that so many women, I think you've been so hit by the lip. And even if you wear, and I love a bold lip on somebody, but if you wear that and you've just done nothing, look at the balance in your face, you know. Mm. But majority of women have a really strong lip or a strong eye. And so wherever I think you're weakest is where you do the most work. Mm. And not the other way around. It's like, you always have great eyes. And people go, you have great eyes. So you think, I'll just do my eyes, forget my lip, I'll pretend it doesn't exist. And I'll be, no, put all the focus on your lip, because your eyes will hold themselves. Right. And just get that face in harmony. So if you're doing holiday season, you know, maybe go brighter on the lip and mute the eye if your lips are small. A lot of women say, I've got thin lips. Can I ever wear, you know, can I wear bright colors? Yes, you can. It's fun. It looks great. Just remember to suck out your lip and get the stuff that would be on your teeth on your finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth.
I feel like lip liner really is coming back.
Yeah.
Do you notice that? Mm.
I mean, I think that there's a TikTok trend,
yep,
that, you know, you sort of, I've always liked lips that aren't too Cupid's bow. Mm. I like a lip that goes straight across.
Okay.
And I also think that there's ways to do a lip. So, you know, a classic trick that I think is really important is if you have a thinner lip, you close your mouth and you see where the line comes, where your flesh part of your lips end and that line comes.
This is at the outer corners, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just never put lipstick on there. Put it all in the center and push it forward. And you can do that without lip liner.
Yeah.
But if you have an uneven lip and you have an uneven top lip, or you have a cleft palate, or you have something where there's a really deep bottom lip and a smaller top lip, then a lip palette is brilliant to just do the shape, and to do the shape the same color as your lip color, and even do it all over. So mm-hmm. I love a lip pencil if you do it all over, because then it's kind of the way that the lip stays, and then you just put a gloss on top. But then at the end, I love to kind of get my finger and just mush.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, I love a lip which is like you've nearly just had a really good snog with somebody, but it doesn't look like it's gone up your cheek, because it just, it's not so hard. It's more approachable.
Yeah.
It's kind of just softer.
It's just all about that blending, whether you do it with your finger or with a lip brush, right?
Yeah.
To make it look natural and lived in, as you say. And, you know, what about your hair? You know, I know you've been, your hair is amazing today. How are you going to be zhuzhing it for the holidays? Is there anything special that you
do? There's
so many things I love.
So hair for me is like the biggest fear when we travel. My highest class problem is, who's the hairdresser going to be doing Trini's hair? And Dido will just be looking and chuckling. Look at the chuckle on Dido, who runs up here. Because my hair, I have somebody who knows how to give me this blow dry where it just, I lost quite a lot of hair during COVID. So I lost a third of my hair at least. I'd have like sort of, you know,
experience.
And it was sort of 3 months to the day of when I had COVID, and it went for 3 months. And I contacted, you know, we're experts. If something dramatic happens to us, we've got at, you know, speed dial. So I was like on the phone to dermatologists and trichologists and everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. And one person of all of them just said, it's about time. And I was like, no, can't take that. Answer. So I then, funny enough, Marcy Kilgore then has been watching my TikTok. She goes, Trini, I'm going to send you, I know she's going to make this as a product soon, I'm going to send you these ampules I got in a pharmacy initially. And so she sent them to me, nothing on the packaging saying what they were, had a smell, you know, sort of got some little inside gin, but there was a lot of peptide. And then I had a woman in America who is an incredible, you should have her on one, she's phenomenal. And it's, she wrote a book called The Hormone Solution. And it's about your hormones and your relationship with your hormones. And I went into early menopause at 45, but her whole premise is hormones affect us from like when we first begin to have our period. And looking at that affects your hair and hormones very close relationship as well. So she said to me, peptides. And I was already doing my research on peptides. So plump up. I love peptides.
Are you talking about topical or is like, are you ingesting these ampules?
So, no, I mean, I do many. You won't know everything I do with peptides because it's a long story. But I mean, I for menopause, I inject into my stomach 5 days a week a peptide solution.
Wow. Really?
Okay. Yeah. And I, this is how much I believe in them. And also when you're injecting into your body, you really research. So, you know, in Plump Up, we have oligopeptides. We have four different types of a peptide complex, different types of peptides. There's growth peptides. In the ones for hair, it's a growth peptide. And so then I got a solution from her, which is a prescription peptide. I microneedled my hair and I put the peptide in. And my hair now is back to what it was pre-COVID. And it's to here. And then this bit is thinner. But it's just that when it was in that stage of not being great, Sam McKnight, the god that he is, you know, actually developed some sprays and he developed a dry shampoo and a texturizer. But the dry shampoo, which is the pink one, is better than the texturizer in terms of you just put it here and then you do that zhuzh. You know, I zhuzh. Like when I saw the women last night, they just, as soon as I do that, they go, Trini, you're going to zhuzh my hair. It's like my, you know, I'm known for zhuzhing, but it's like, imagine you have nits and you just go into the back of your head or you've just had a tint on your hairdresser and they haven't washed it out properly. You go, oh,
yeah.
And that just creates volume, that going round in circles. And then with Sam at night saying, and then you literally have the most beautiful, you know, hair instead of trying to do a thickening spray when you blow dry.
Yeah.
It just, I just love that. And so I use that a lot. And then I discovered I didn't want to use foaming hair products on my hair. So I actually discovered Hair Story, Hair Story. Mm-hmm. And it's this kind of pink, no, orange and white, like a milk carton. Yes. And I started using it. It's a very odd experience to be with because it's like a pomade and it doesn't emulsify. It emulsifies, but it doesn't foam. But my God, it doesn't strip your hair. You know, and, you know, either you go to those very, I'm so organic, I'm natural that I'm hardly there brands where, you know, that it's not doing anything. And also it leaves your hair really kind of, you know, or you have this weird thing he's done and it's just, it's brilliant. It's, and I haven't looked back. I've used it for a year and a half and I love it.
Seed is supporting our show this week. Tis the season for overindulgences, and that's why I'm trying at the very least to really stick to my morning routine. So that means my smoothie, getting up at the same time every day, my vitamin D drops, and taking Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic capsules for my gut health. Real talk, I've taken probiotics in the past, and honestly, I don't even know if I was doing it right. I found the whole category a bit confusing, and I don't think I was ever really getting the full benefits, but that's why I love Seed because they've made it so simple. It's literally impossible for me to mess this up. So the DS01, it's designed differently and that's why it works. It's formulated for whole body benefits beyond the gut. That includes skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. And DS01 has a two-part capsule system and that delivers prebiotics. So those fuel the growth of helpful bacteria in the gut and a 24-strain broad-spectrum probiotic. So those are the live bacteria strains that help you digest food, amongst other things. I also think the DS01 delivery system is really what sets this product apart. The capsule-in-capsule technology, it protects against stomach acid, digestion enzymes, and bile salts for viability through digestion. So what does that all mean? It basically means that the live probiotics will actually make it to the end of the small intestine for delivery into the colon. So you get maximum benefits. And I definitely notice an ease of bloating and many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours. All of that, and you don't have to store it in the fridge. Too easy. So start a healthy new habit today. Visit seed.com/beauty and use code beauty to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/beauty and use code beauty. Once again, that's seed.com/beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
What's your top piece of advice for looking great in holiday photos? Like aside from makeup and hair, just like, is there a move? Is there, you know?
I mean, it's like, are you talking to a TikTok influencer? Because they'll definitely have turn the phone upside down and do this angle. And,
you are a TikTok influencer.
I do pictures quite quickly. And yes. I notice the younger you are, the more you say, can you do it again and again and again and again?
Right.
And I would say that if I feel the light is bad, but on my face, I just kind of, as long as the light is good. So to me, it's face the light. Whatever the light is, don't ever have the light halfway across your face. The other thing I would say is for your mum, because you are a millennial audience, mm-hmm. all right, but help your mums here, because mums tend to veer away from a phone. You know, they just go like this. And if they go like that, it's like it will actually not define the chin beautifully, mm-hmm, because yeah. there's a kind of, oh, somebody's taking my picture, let me step backwards. So yeah. whenever I'm with a woman and there's a camera thrust in our face and she steps back, I say, lean in with your chin.
Honestly, that is the best advice, yeah. because I do think those of us who are camera shy or selfie shy, you retract.
You do.
And you get the double, triple chin.
Exactly.
And yeah. it's the worst thing. So my husband, I've trained him on this now, and this is a little crass, but now when he does a picture of us, he's like, chin's out, bitches. And I'm like,
I love that.
You got to cock your chin.
I love that.
The chin.
And the other things, if you're very long-faced and you have longer hair, then never have your face straight. Just do a slight angle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little angle.
Yeah, that's true. You kind of touched on this at the beginning, but I would like to get a more detailed response. To quote Jill Zarin, who's on The Real Housewives of New York City, she's always like, I run in a fabulous circle of people. And I imagine that you do too. And you probably get invited to tons of stuff. So how does Trini artfully turn down an invite for the holidays?
I just say no. You know, what I usually say is most people know that I work quite a lot.
Yeah. Right?
And I have like 16 girlfriends who are my best girlfriends. And every year I see them on my birthday.
Okay.
Sometimes in the first 3 years of Trini London, I only saw them on my birthday.
Wow.
Because it was just really, and then I kind of woke up and I thought, okay, I've got to get a balance here.
Yeah.
So if I'm invited to something and I just think, can't handle that, I don't want to kind of get to 5 o'clock and then want to cancel because that's like the rudest thing in the world. I will just say, I'm so sorry. I've got 3 travel plans and I haven't worked out the dates yet. So I don't want to let you down. So I'm going to have to say no.
Right.
That's one of my lines. So if you get that email now, I'll just, no, but I also mean it's all those too. So that's kind of what I will tend to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have one more question before we get into a fun round of rapid fire. Mm-hmm.
You've been growing your business from your closet for the last 5 years. So what's next for Trini London, the brand, and Trini personally? What can we expect in like 2023?
Well, I did a lot from my closet, but when we came out of the closet, we were 68 people before we went into COVID. We came out at 140 people, and now there's 200 people.
Incredible.
So in fact, it's 3 floors in an office. And so I'm in my closet when I'm doing filming on Instagram, but generally I'm running that business on the 3 floors. And so we did makeup for 4.5 years, and then we bought out skincare. Skincare is now 30% of our business. You know, we ship to 200 countries. We have 800,000 customers. So for me, if I look at the next 3 years, and I'm doing now that 18 months to 2 year plan, there is another 3 verticals I will be bringing out over the next years.
Mm.
I will localize warehousing, which is a back end thing of growing a business, but it makes it much easier to offer free shipping at a good price point. So we went, Australia was like $250. We did our first kiosk concept in Australia, and we did it 7 weeks ago. We launched it, and it did $1 million in 6 weeks.
That's incredible.
And that's 2 stores and changing online. So I know the power of seeing things and women feeling, you know, when you're an online brand, you're not as visible in so many ways. We're visible on social, and, you know, if you live in that social media world, you're visible, but there's nothing nicer. And what I love about the kiosk, all right, having lived in shopping malls and found them claustrophobic and everything, but if you're in a shop in a shopping mall, you just like, you pass them so quickly. But if you're in a kiosk, we're like bang in the middle, outside Sephora. They looked at us when I was there with kind of, you know, because Sephora was suddenly quieter because you couldn't miss this bright yellow Trini London stand. And also, it's theater. They wear sequins. You know, we don't have a kind of counter, which is you're here and I'm here. Everything is a circle. So it's like, come on in. You book appointments online. So that we practiced in a place where we're really known. So the next stage is to practice in America, where we're less known, and also Canada. But Canada, I have to get French on pack.
Mm.
And when I launched, I liked the minimalism of things. So French was not on pack, but French is a key thing to have on pack in Canada. So I have to overlabel or do that before I consider retail.
Right.
Because I wanted to be here doing retail for this trip, but French on pack became like, we have to do it.
Next time
I'm here.
So we're going to do a little rapid fire.
Quick 5 questions, rapid fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Best hostess gift to impress?
A fantastic fan that somebody called DJ Fatoni made, and you fan it and it says cunt.
Oh,
it's
yes.
So good. I'm sorry. Like, if anyone is a cool friend, I use that word a lot in England, so I apologize if you
brilliant.
Don't like the word.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Favorite holiday movie when you actually have time to sit down and watch one?
Roman Holiday, if it's the summer. In the winter, like really old films, like It's a Good Life, you know, mm-hmm. things that just make you cry and weep and have joy at the same time. Those kind of movies, yeah.
Okay.
The one thing you love to stock up on at Boots or Target?
Okay. At Target, it's suitcases. I've always overspent, and I go with my daughter in New York to 3rd and 40th, and we buy suitcases, and they're like the Rimowa, they're a dupe, and they're like $68. I have so many of them. Yeah. And Boots, it's about probably hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Best style tip or beauty tip that you've snatched from a royal?
Absolutely. Oh, I know. I'll tell you what. I once sat next to Prince King Charles at lunch, and King Charles is obsessed with dressing. He loved talking. We talked like for 2 hours about the dressing of the different eras, of Regency eras. And he loved, if you think of Blackadder and you think of George IV, and that was the one that I think the Four Seasons. And he's kind of in these beautiful, beautiful shirts that have this frilly end and then another cuff. And he said, I love the longer shirt line and then the jacket over. And I remember that from him. And I do that on every woman I make over. And I
really?
Think maybe from that conversation, I felt inspired. Yes.
Okay.
What's the best style or beauty tip you've snatched from your 19-year-old daughter?
That she showed me a product. Like, there's never, ever, ever a product I've loved more than anything I've done for Trinity London, apart from one thing. And it was this kind of, I hate bronzer that looks like fake tan. And it was this weird thing, and I'm not going to say the company. And she came in looking really healthy. I said, what's that? She went, oh, this liquid thing, which is weird. And this liquid thing that's weird, I put on and I thought, I've been on holiday. And I have Golden Glow, which is fabulous, but this was something different. And I'm just still interested in what it is.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Yep. And what's your idea of a fun New Year's Eve?
God. I mean, it's like, pre being single or post being single or being with somebody. So being with somebody in the middle of my life when I'm like that, it's going to bed at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in a moment where I'm single, it's being in a location which feels very romantic, but you're not just with a couples who love each other and somebody you might quite fancy, who might or might not kiss you on New Year's Eve. It's about being with a lot of friends, and maybe in that group, there's somebody you fancy and there's quite a few single people all together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't know the outcome of anything. So the excitement heading towards midnight is everything.
I love it.
Okay, well, we will leave it there. Thank you so much, Trini. You're the best.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.